pack your bags. The budget carrier Wow Air is offering service from the U.S. to Europe for less than $250 round trip. Let me repeat that. Less than $250 round trip. Discount airlines have been luring customers from the legacy carriers with cheap fares and bare-bones service, but the Iceland-based Wow Air is stretching these limits by offering these discounted international flights. Derek Thompson is senior business editor for The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Derek, tell us more. How do they do this? What is Wow Air's plan?
Wow Air's plan is exciting a lot of people right now. So essentially, they're thinking about planning on offering $99 flights from Boston and Baltimore to Reykjavik, Iceland. It should be said that Reykjavik is actually closer to the east coast of the United States than some flights to southwest U.S. So I actually just went to Reykjavik for a trip. Weirdly enough, a few weeks ago, it's only 5 hours. So this international flight is one of the cheapest, even one of the shortest you can possibly take to Europe. But $99 is a pretty astonishing figure for people looking to fly abroad.
Well, Derek, I have to ask, what did you pay when you went?
Did I pay?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I don't quite recall what I paid because it was for a trip for another company. But I think I did see the price on a receipt that was emailed to me, and I believe it was around $500 or $600.
So there you go. It wasn't
$99.
Right. Well, Wow Air, I must say, I don't think I know of it. Is this relatively unknown?
It is. It's 3 years old. It's a discount air carrier. There's a lot of these discount air carriers that you're seeing going around. You know, it should be said that this is a part of a much broader trend, which is that airline ticket prices, real inflation-adjusted airline ticket prices, have actually fallen 50% in the last 30 years. This used to be a highly, highly regulated industry that was deregulated in the 1970s, at least in the U.S., which led to a lot of other deregulation throughout the rest of the industrial world. And so you've seen prices come down really dramatically, not only because of this deregulation, but also because think about the way that people shop for airline tickets. You don't necessarily shop for a brand. You go onto something like Kayak and you look for the very cheapest things. There's this race to the bottom.
Yeah.
You have these companies like Spirit and Southwest, now Wow, trying to find ways to get that actual ticket price as far down as possible.
Well, but you know, Jeremy has been pointing out that the cost of taxes and fees alone for international air travel, and if you haven't done it lately, it's really been so high, that is usually more than these fares are. So how else can Wow keep these prices so low?
Wow is keeping these prices low because what they're selling is not what people typically consider the entire experience of flying. What they're selling is basically a cheap seat inside of a metal container. If you want a carry-on, that's going to cost you extra. If you book online, I believe it costs you extra. If you check luggage, which strikes me as extremely likely if you're flying overseas, most people don't take 24-hour trips to Spain from the East Coast, that's also going to cost you extra. And so what you're doing is you're packing in a lot of people onto a cheap metal container and flying them across for very little money and then charging them extra for everything else they do.
Yeah.
There was this joke that Spirit Airlines was considering charging people for going to the bathroom. I do believe that was an April 1st joke, but that's the kind of way that these companies potentially make up the money that they're losing on the actual ticket price
right.
that you see on something like kayak.com.
Well, we did a search, and many of the flights next spring, for instance, from Boston to London, are sold out. So it's selling. Derek Thompson, a business editor for The Atlantic on Wow Airlines out of Iceland. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.